Chief Officer, and Mr. Ricardo Guzmán, Chief Financial Officer and IRO. Today, they will be discussing Acero Arequipa fourth quarter 2020 results as per the press release issued by the company on January 22. Please note that all lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation is finished, we will open the floor for a Q&A session with the management. At that moment, further instruction will be given for the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. Please be advised that today's call is for investors and analysts. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken. If you are a member of the media and wish to direct any questions to the company, please contact the company directly after the call. For a copy of the earnings report or the webcast presentation that accompanies this call, please visit the company website. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call, and they do not account for economic circumstances, industry conditions, company's performance, or financial results. As such, these forward-looking statements are based in several assumptions and factors that could change, causing actual results to materially differ from the current expectations. Thus, we ask that you refer to the disclaimer located in the earnings release prior to making any investment decision. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Tulio Silgado, Chief Executive Officer of Acero Arequipa, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Tulio, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon to all. It is always a pleasure to welcome you to discuss Acero Arequipa results. Today, we will be commenting on fourth quarter and full year 2020 figures. Let's begin by reviewing today's agenda in slide number two. Our presentation will begin by commenting on some of the relevant events during the quarter and full year 2020. Next, I will briefly review our consolidated results. Afterwards, I will pass the floor to Ricardo Guzmán, our CFO and IRO, who will discuss operational and financial performance. Finally, we will be providing our guidance for the year 2021 prior to the questions and answer session. Let's move to slide number three to comment on some relevant events during the quarter and full year 2020. The most relevant event during this year has been the COVID-19 pandemic and the impact it has had on our economy, industry, operations, and life in general. Accordingly, we implemented timely measures to prioritize the safety of our employees while maintaining jobs, business continuity, profitability, and strict compliance with the local government guidelines. These measures, coupled with a strong market response and a solid balance sheet, allow the company to maintain a steady operation during 2020and achieve important milestones, such as the first export Peruvian steel to the Chinese markets with about 40,000 tons of steel billets in August, while also being granted with a first start in the Carbon Footprint Peru by the Peruvian Environment Ministry, recognizing the company's effort in calculating and reporting its greenhouse effects emissions. Finally, during the fourth quarter 2020, Acero Arequipa was recognized as an index component of the Dow Jones Sustainability Indexes in the MILA Pacific Alliance category, comprised by 62 firms from Mexico, Chile, Colombia, and Peru. These inclusions demonstrated a worldwide recognition of the company's effort in achieving high corporate sustainability standards. Now, please, let's move to slide four for a glance into our financial results. Please note that all figures are unaudited and on a consolidated basis. Additionally, any growth rates year over year, unless stated otherwise. The company experienced a positive market response in lockdown restrictions, which included a full production shutdown. Moreover, the Peruvian construction industry has shown evident signs of recovery, driving demand and consequently revenue above our initial estimates. We conveniently adjusted our production output. Profitability results were above comparative figures of 2019. Revenue for the quarter was also consequently EBITDA net profit values on a full year basis, impact of COVID-19 restrictions during the net profit were all higher. The firm even reached record levels of EBITDA. During the year, CapEx was 369 million soles, mainly driven by 195 million soles that were allocated towards the new facility financial lease. Several other planned investments were postponed in order to safeguard cash during the lockdown period. The next metal shop, with an annual capacity of 1.225 million tons, is still expected to be finished and start operations during the second quarter of 2021. Additionally, working capital requirements were lowered significantly. Mainly due to higher accounts of finished products, 1.3 times of full year EBITDA, as cash balance and EBITDA were higher. For an IRO, who will further this, Ricardo, please go ahead.
Thank you, Tulio. Good afternoon to everyone, and thank you for joining us today. Please, let's move to slide number 4 for a review of our consolidated revenue performance. During the quarter, consolidated revenue jumped to 296 million or 39% year over year, driven by higher sales volume and average prices. As Tulio mentioned earlier, revenue increase was driven by a higher domestic revenue as demand experienced a strong bounce back after most of COVID-19 related restrictions were lifted, coupled with higher average prices. Revenue increases were partially offset by lower export revenue by 38 million soles or 32% year over year. During the quarter, export revenue, for which the Bolivian market continued to be our main destination, represented 8% of total consolidated revenue compared to 15% in the fourth quarter of 2019. On a per product basis, revenue across all main categories increased. Rebars, wireworks, and merchant bars core categories jumped by 207 million and 39 million soles respectively. Likewise, revenue on other products, which mainly includes imported products such as steel sheets and tubes, jumped 60 million soles. Full year revenue was 292 million soles lower than that as of 2019, affected by the aforementioned COVID-19 restrictions that took place mainly during the second quarter of 2020. Now, please let's move to slide number 7 to discuss our profitability measures. Gross profit for the period reached 243 million soles, 106 million soles above the figures for the fourth quarter of 2019. The profit was boosted by higher average selling prices, contributing to a 5 percentage point jump in gross margin from 18% in fourth quarter 2019 to 23% during this quarter. EBITDA for the quarter jumped to 185 million soles, a 76 million soles increase compared to that of fourth quarter 2019. And EBITDA margin reached 17%, 3 percentage points higher than the 14% reached in fourth quarter 2019. Profitability was key during full year as despite achieving lower revenues, EBITDA reached a record-breaking figure of 411 million, while EBITDA margin was 14%. Now let's take a closer look into the drivers of EBITDA increase on slide number 8. EBITDA for the quarter was 185 million, 76 million higher compared to that of fourth quarter 2019, following a 107 million increase of gross profit before depreciation and amortization. EBITDA increased despite higher SG&A expenses, excluding depreciation and amortization, by 30 million and other net operating expenses, excluding asset sales and write-off, by 1 million. SG&A, excluding depreciation and amortization, rose as a percentage of revenue to 7% compared to 6% as of the fourth quarter 2019, mainly driven by higher personal expenses as the company reimbursed previously salary deductions, allowances for doubtful accounts receivables, as well as some measures taken in regard of COVID-19. EBITDA margin reached 17%, 3 percentage points above margin obtained in fourth quarter 2019, following a higher gross margin. Moving to our bottom line, let's go to slide number 9 to take a look into this quarter net profit. During the fourth quarter of 2020, net profit was 100 million soles, 32 million higher year over year, as a result of higher operating profit by 72 million and lower net financial expenses by almost 1 million, which were partially offset by higher income tax of 40 million and a negative effect of exchange rate differences of 0.6 million soles year over year, and lower income from affiliated companies of half a million soles. On a full year basis, a net profit was 184 million or 15 million lower year over year, mainly due to a higher applicable income tax by 15 million and a negative effect of exchange rate difference of 6 million year over year. Now, please, let's move to slide number 10 to discuss our debt metrics. As of December 2020, the total financial debt was 1,219 million soles, similar to that as of December 2019. Short-term debt was significantly lower, in line with lower working capital requirements, and reached 251 million soles. The debt balance from the new melt shop increased 611 million as the project construction continued. Consolidated net financial debt lowered by 255 million soles compared to that as of December 2019 and reached 518 million as cash balance was higher. The lower net financial debt, coupled by a higher EBITDA for the year, resulted in a deduction of the consolidated net financial debt to EBITDA ratio, which reached 1.25 times compared with 1.97 times registered as of December 2019. As of December 2020, 54% of total debt was denominated in soles, 44% was denominated in US dollars, while the remainder was denominated in bolivianos. The lease financial of the new melt shop, signed with Banco de Crédito, is structured in two contracts with a combined 10-year tenor with an initial 3-year free of principal payments for a total amount of $208 million. Now let's move to slide number 11 to discuss working capital and CapEx. As of December 2020, operating working capital, which excludes cash available for sale assets and financial liabilities, lowered 416 million soles, mainly driven by a 260 million increase in accounts payable, which were boosted by imported inventory on transit, local accounts payables, and advance payments from clients, and as well a 62 million reduction in inventories. Days of payables rose to 129, significantly higher than 75 as of December 2019, and collections were slightly slower with 64 days of sales outstanding versus 59 as of December 2019. Let's now take a look at CapEx. For the full year 2020, CapEx was 369 million soles. Please go back one slide, please. For the full year 2020, CAPEX was 369 million soles, of which 199 million was the financial lease disbursed for the construction of the new melt shop. Due to the nature of its financing, CAPEX and its consolidated lease and disbursement are not represented in our cash flow statement. During the quarter, CAPEX was 108 million, mostly consisting of 46 million financial lease for the new melt shop and scheduled improvements for our rolling mill. Now let's turn to slide 12 to discuss cash flow. As of December 2020, cash flow from operation was positive, 735 million, mainly explained by the EBITDA generation and lower working capital requirements. Cash flow from investments was a negative 131 million soles, as investments in fixed assets and intangible reached 174 million. This was partially offset by asset sales of 34 million soles and interest received of 8 million soles. Cash flow from financing reached a negative 348 million soles, a figure which mainly due to 241 million soles of net debt amortization, a 75 million dividend payment, and 32 million in interest payments. It is important to point out that capital leasing agreements of our melt shop is not included in our cash flow from financing. Regarding dividends, during the quarter, the board of directors approved a dividend payment of 56.9 million. This adds up to another 18 million paid in September 2020 for a total of almost 75 million in dividend paid during 2020. Now let's turn to slide number 13 to comment on our guidance for the year 2021. Revenue growth for 2021 is expected to be above 40%. With an EBITDA higher than 570 million soles. The CAPEX target for the year is expected to reach between 450 to 540 million soles, subject to the appropriate board approvals. Dividend paid during 2021 are expected to be above 100 million soles. And the earnings per share ratio is expected to be higher than 0.25 soles. This guidance shows an important improvement compared to 2020 results. However, due to current global prices volatility, this guidance should be updated after our first quarter results are reported, when we expect prices to normalize. Thank you for your attention. This concludes our presentation. Now, we are looking forward to answering your questions. So at this point, we can move on to the Q&A session of this presentation. Operator, please proceed.
Thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for your questions. If you would like to ask a question, please message the host through Zoom chat and your microphone will be unmuted. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. A question from Sebastian Montoya.
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my question. I have one quick question. Do you think a potential new lockdown will affect the demand that you have had last month? And how strong do you think the impact will be? Thank you very much.
Thank you for your question. We don't expect that the government restriction will affect the construction industry like in the past year, because of the importance of the economy. We saw enough construction works are coming. There is a lot of works that are coming. The North reconstruction, the North is one example. Many new buildings in the city and a lot of construction around the city also. We don't expect a big effect if the government has some new restrictions.
We have another question from Ethel McGowan. Ethel, please go ahead.
Hi, Tulio and Ricardo. Thank you for taking my question. And, well, congrats for the quarter. That's really impressive. My first question would be about volume and prices. Could you give us a sense of how much of the revenue growth of this quarter was due to increased volume and or higher prices? And my second question would be regarding the guidance. Of that 40% revenue growth, how much, kind of the same question about the fourth quarter, how much of that 40% is volume and how much is prices?
Yes, basically we don't disclose volume figures, but the main effect on revenues in the results on the quarter are basically, on the year, sorry, are basically prices. For the quarter, it's a combination of prices and volume. And for the projections, it will be a combination of volume and prices. But what we expect is a very strong two first quarters of strong prices that will be explained. We expect very, very good results for the first and the second quarter. That's why our guidance, we will review it once we finish our first quarter. Once we have a better understanding of how prices will behave moving forward to the second quarter.
Okay. If you don't mind, I have a couple other questions. One regarding working capital. This figure of working capital that you reported for the fourth quarter is pretty low. When would you expect working capital to return to the normal levels? And my other question is regarding the long term. How has 2020 changed your long-term plan, your 3 to 5 year plan that you disclose in some corporate presentations? Are you planning on accelerating some investments, or is your outlook and estimates are they improved because of this surprising year?
No. Sorry, I was with a mute. If that's okay with you, I will answer the first question, Tulio, and if it's okay with you, you can answer the second one. But with regard to working capital, what has happened is after the COVID restrictions were lifted, the demand of our products really exploded. Inventory behaved in that way. We have a very strong demand. We were able to reduce inventories. And what happened is that once we start reducing our inventory, we start doing or increase our imports of billets specifically. And what happened to by the close of 2020, we had several inventories on transit, which reflected on accounts payable, which increased in a significant way. What will happen is that these accounts payable to providers will level off with financial debt once the imports are shipped, and we will cancel those letters of credits with some low-term debt. And we expect that working capital will reach more normalized figures during the second quarter of this year.
Regarding new investments, we feel a small delay on new investments. Let's talk about 6-8 months, but we just started again. Talking about some new M&As at the moment and some new investment that is coming soon.
Okay. Thank you, and again, congrats.
Thank you.
We have another question from Philip Curry. Philip Curry, please go ahead.
Hi, Tulio and Ricardo. You know, congratulations on a very good set of results. I have two to three questions for you. I think the first is to get an idea of the extent to which scrap prices have risen with the recent rise in iron ore and also finished steel prices around the world. So just to get an idea of how your raw material costs have changed. The second is really to get a revised estimate of the impact of the melt shop on your margins. Of course, you know, in previous calls you had you know, emphasized that one of the advantages of the new melt shop was that you would be able to produce some grinding balls for the mining industry. But leaving that aside, you know, what do you estimate the impact will be on your margins due to, you know, greater, you know, due to the need, due to lower need to use imported billets? And the third, you know, if you can give us as much insight as you can as to new investments you have in mind going forward after the new melt shop is completed. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your question. I will try to answer the first one about the cost of scrap and the billets. As you know, has been increased by part $200 per ton. But 15 days or 20 days ago, it started declining the prices of the scrap in the international market. For that reason, we just bought our scrap for the next coming 5 months. We have a fixed price for that because it's already bought it. And we expect that lower cost coming soon this period of time. Regarding the margins of the new shop, we are still expected these margins that is coming probably in the second semester of this year, or third quarter of this year, because we are going to produce with lower costs in this period of time. And probably in the fourth quarter of this year, we are going to produce the grading ball for the mining. The mining product, no? The mining product for the mining industry. This is in the end of the year because regretfully, all the project has been delayed because of the COVID situation. And about the new investment, it's confidential, of course. We are in some M&A process in this moment. That's all I can tell you.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
There appears to be no further questions at this time. I would like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Silvio for closing remarks.
Thank you again for you participating today. We are glad with what we achieved in such difficult times and expected to continue pushing further into growth and value generation while maintaining focus on health and safety. You are welcome to join us in our first quarter 2021 call in April to continue to discuss Aceros Arequipa results. We recommend you to buy, maintain our buy position. Thank you very much.